This is the Brandt and Sherry Podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
It sure is hard to forgive people. You know this. I know this. Here's something that's not true, though. And I'll tell you why it's not true. But it's not true. I can't forgive this person. I know it seems that way. I know it feels that way. I understand I felt that way, too. But that's not true. If you're a believer in Jesus, it can't be true because he commands us to forgive. How would he command us to forgive that person when it's not possible? That's terrible. He wouldn't do that to us. The other reason I know it's not true is because I have seen extreme examples, and I bet you have too, where people have been through the worst kind of injustice. I mean, losing your family kind of injustice, and they were willing to forgive. I mean, I've been through some really bad stuff, and you may have been through worse. We've all been through things, but the idea that I can't, when I can stare at this other person who could, makes me suspect, you know, I really can. I'm not willing to right now. You could picture somebody right now. As soon as I say this, you'll be able to picture somebody. If you can't, I don't know what to say. I'm amazed. But here it is. Picture somebody in your mind that's very, very difficult, who's very, very difficult for you to love.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came to mind. If they didn't, again, I'd be like, wow, awesome. But for the rest of us, Sherry made a great point. We were just talking about how we're commanded to forgive in the Bible. If you're somebody who's going to take the claims of Jesus seriously, take the Bible seriously too, like, we're commanded to forgive. The idea that, oh, I can't forgive this person isn't true. You could, and then you said something I thought was great.
He commands love too. Love is commanded.
Of your enemies.
Yes. And that means that I have to be able to do it. It also means it can't be a feeling because emotions are reactionary, right? Something has to have happened and I react to it. So I can't, he's not telling me to feel something. He's telling me to do something. He's commanding me to do that, which means I can. It's hard.
Oh, I need his help with it. I can't love this person though. You're saying that's not true.
No, not when he commands it.
Never denied it's hard.
Yeah.
My goodness. It took him to the cross. Of course it's hard. Quick question for the ladies. Is it or is it not manly to haul stuff like a truck? Mm-hmm. You know, a manly thing. Driving a big truck, kind of a manly thing. That's not that there are women that don't do it, but it's generally considered a manly, masculine thing.
I would agree.
Ship captain. Hauling things. Mm-hmm. Kind of a manly thing. Just sure. Hauling stuff in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a bike basket. That's what I'm talking about. That reaction right there is what I'm talking about. That's it. This is exactly the hypocrisy.
No, I just didn't know that's where we were going.
Yep. Say no more. Yeah, maybe you can explain this to me. Maybe you can go to my Facebook. It's Brandt Hanson page on Facebook and account for this, especially if you're a woman. Why is it when men haul stuff like trucks, ships, mm-hmm. could be what do we call a C5 Galaxy, mm-hmm. a cargo plane?
Yeah.
Manly.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bike basket. For some reason, that's not manly. Why? I'm hauling stuff. Yeah. I don't have my truck anymore.
So now you want the same kind of reaction
to masculinity. I don't want it to be the opposite.
Right.
It shouldn't be the opposite. That's what I don't understand. Why is the...
Well, I think typically you see a little... Now, again, you're asking why. Typically, you think of a little girl on like a pink bike.
Mine's steel.
With a little...
My basket is steel.
It is steel, Brent. I'm just telling you, the imagery is different than a man driving a truck.
If you're listening and you walk away with nothing else from this show, I want you to know that my basket is steel. That's all that I'm trying to say. We're having some pops.
Sodas.
Pop drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Soda drinks. And so far, so good. What are you up to?
Working and trying to unpack our new house.
Whoa. We'll be we'll be there shortly with the unpacking and the moving and all of that.
Uh-huh. Did you buy a house or you rent a house?
No, we're renting a condo.
Yeah.
It's old and it's falling apart.
Hey.
Okay.
I like.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's okay. It's livable, but it's slowly dilapidating as we've been living there.
Well, if you think about it, though, aren't we all slowly dilapidating?
So true.
There's a story on Yahoo that Lady Gaga has now purchased some armadillo shoes, and they're silly looking.
Well,
so that's a big story. Okay. And God bless her. And other celebrities that we make a big deal out of, that's what they're willing to do, that's what we're willing to do to help them do what they're willing to do, whatever. But what about other people? What about people in your life who are truly inspiring And it's not because they're on a stage. It's not because they have one of the typical talents of being in front of people or whatever, but because of how they handle adversity and obstacles in their life. We want to hear that story and kind of make a big deal out of people who normally don't get made a big deal out of. We like that. We just think it's one tiny little aspect of the kingdom of God where he takes the last and makes them first. So we'd like to do that, but we need to know the story of somebody in your life who's like that. We call it our Underdog Hall of Fame. So if you can think of somebody who fits that bill, who inspires you because of the way that he or she is dealing with their obstacles in life, please tell us. All you have to do is just leave a message. It's not very intimidating at all. Just leave a little story, 30 seconds, 40 seconds. Just go to 855-90-BRANT. Anytime, you can leave a message, 855-90-BRANT, and tell us about your underdog who inspires you. We are installing two more people in the Underdog Hall of Fame. I give you Robbie and Brian in our Underdog Hall of Fame.
I wanted to nominate Robbie Stickman. Robbie Stickman is a man who is very inspirational to me. He has a mother who has dementia and has for years, and a disabled sister. He takes care of both of them, has done it for years and years, lives on very, very little because he cannot work because he takes care of them. Any free time that he has, he spends at our church. He's an amazing musician and plays for our praise team. And he's just an inspiration all around, put his life on hold to take care of them. So I think he deserves some of that praise.
My name is Jerry. I'd like to nominate my friend Brian. Brian, when he was just 34 years old, about 5 years ago, suffered an accident at work, left him paralyzed from the neck down, not just in a wheelchair, literally can't move anything, has to even have help breathing at times. He's so inspiring because he just never has given up. God is so real in his life, and he talks about Jesus constantly, inspires me, and whenever I'm having a bad day or think that I've got things rough, I just think about Brian and how he's overcome everything. He holds a full-time job, has a beautiful wife and two great children, and is so inspiring to everyone around him.
You really have to watch it if you are in garage sale mode. I've been learning about this. We're about to do a garage sale, and we won't have a yard anymore where we're moving.
Mm-hmm.
So a push mower, thinking $100, maybe $125. Okay. I was debating.
I haven't had a yard for a while, so I don't know if that's good or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been debating, kind of looking it up, studying that, like how much is this mower worth, you know, and all the sources. I know it's used. My wife made a suggestion, though. She said that I don't sell it because it actually belongs to Zach. We borrowed it 4 years ago. So, again, you really have to be careful about how you price stuff.
Other people's stuff,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, right. Hey, if you have a health plan, you should know something. Like this MediShare thing we've been talking about, they sponsor our podcast. It's exploding. They grew 62% last year, and there's a reason why this is growing so fast. And this is why you or some friends might be interested in this. It's a lot less expensive than the typical health plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is, in fact, it's not even health insurance per se, but it is a nationwide community of believers who cover each other's medical bills, and they share in each other's burdens that way. It's really profound and wonderful, but it's exploding because it's exempt under the current law, so you can use it, and you wind up saving a lot of money.
And there were a lot of people concerned about, you know, ethical things being covered under the current Affordable Health Care Act and, you know, that maybe compromise their own personal beliefs. And that's another reason why MediShare is literally exploding. I mean, 62% growth. That means there's a lot of people taking advantage of this.
I'd say it's literally exploding. Because
okay. Well, if it did, you could share everyone's burden and help everyone out.
We now go live to MediShare.
Sherry said they were exploding. Back to Brant and Sherry.
No! 62%. But I do that too. I say literally all the time. Like, that's not what I mean.
Not literally exploding.
But it has just grown a ton. If you're interested, here's a phone number. It's 855-772-5699. We are very comfortable with them because of what they embody and the opportunity it might give you for your family. Go to biblicalhealthcare.com, biblicalhealthcare.com. And the reason it's called that, it's modeled after the biblical idea of taking care of each other's needs.
And if you sign up, please let us know. Let us know.
Yes.
Yeah, your experience. We'd love to hear it.
And we think it's profound and even poetic. They just came out with this list. It's a fresh list of companies that need to really do better in the customer service arena.
Okay.
It's the same companies, really. It's not really that fresh because every year it's the same ones.
So they're refusing to improve, perhaps?
I don't know. Or maybe it's just the nature of the biz.
Okay.
Because DirecTV is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Comcast.
DirecTV is always at the top.
Yeah, Comcast number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have anything against Comcast. I don't think I've ever used them. And or I don't have anything to say about them.
Okay.
I'm sure some people have had great experiences with them.
Mm-hmm.
So don't sue us. But the thing is, I really wanted to say... Somebody actually said on Facebook, somebody was talking about my book, Unoffendable, about dealing with anger.
Right.
And a follow-up comment was like, I'm going to have to buy this just for dealing with Comcast.
Where do you go? You're in the market. Okay.
Maybe that should come with, like, when you get their package, they should include...
Your book.
You're going to need this while you deal with us.
You're on to something.
So much trauma right now that you are being thrust into against your will, and that is this.
Against your will.
We have a sci-fi thing unfolding here where a listener will be responsible answering one question. If she gets it right, saves a planet from destruction. Gets it wrong, the planet blows up with all the friendly aliens, previously friendly aliens, late aliens. You ready for this? Can you handle the guilt?
I will work through it.
Okay.
Best I can.
You know what? It's great. We should have counselors on board. The space station. Space counselors.
But you know what? That's a great idea. Help people work through the guilt. Since we've, you know, foisted the guilt upon them, we might as well help them work through
it. A team of space doctors. If you miss this question, you'll be guilty as an entire planet will be destroyed right in front of us. Here is the question. It has to do with this time of year. A lot of people get sunburned, as you know.
Yeah, they do.
Well, the people of what state report being sunburnt the most? Is it Minnesota, Florida, or Texas?
Texas.
Sunburnt the most. Minnesota, Florida, or Texas? You say Texas. The actual answer is Minnesota.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, that planet just blew up. Yeah, the counselors, are they on staff?
Yeah, they're here with you.
Yeah.
They're here with you. Now, we're going to call them, but beyond the guilt, that's a pretty interesting fact. It really is true, Minnesota.
But why do you think that is?
I guess people just aren't braced for it. They're not used to it. So, and they want the sun when it comes out, and you know.
Then they get burnt.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Anyway, just a little fun fact for you as you walk to the counselor area.
And the debris of the
planet
settles.
They're great,
settles.
Though. They really enjoy talking with you. Couldn't handle it. Maybe you could. I couldn't. That is, if you run for president, this is one thing I wouldn't like, but they analyze all your assets and stuff, and then they report it.
Okay.
I think you want to be somewhere like, hey, he's successful, but not that successful, as a general rule. With me, it would be like, okay, he's got an electric football game. Some of the guys are missing. And an old St. Louis Cardinals hat. And,
He has a dog with three legs.
It's reported on the form. According to this form, your dog's missing a leg? Yes. Yes. I have to be honest. I have to disclose that. You may have heard us talking about this yesterday, and that is something Rich Mullen said. Adoration is the most addictive drug in the world. And I think he's right. I mean, obviously he's using a metaphor there, but it is addicting for people. And people want it so bad. Mm-hmm. Just want, please, I want attention. I want people to click like. I want people to pay attention to me. I understand the drive. I get it. I think you'll notice that you're getting healthier about that stuff if you get to a place where you can see someone who has more attention than you and you don't resent them and you don't envy them. Neither one. Same thing with money. Don't resent people who have more money than me. Don't envy them either. They're just people, happens, circumstances. That's it. But I really do think that's an indicator. You can ask yourself that. Like, am I that way towards people who have more than me? More attention, more money, more whatever it is that I think I want. I think healthy means you're starting to care less. You know it's normal, and that is the just implicit human desire to be more, do more, be more significant. And you see some, it can be as simple as this. You see somebody's got 812 friends and you've got 204. I wish I was that person. Don't. In fact, the people I know, just because I'm in this business, Sherry knows this too, where we interact with people who have bigger stages than us, way bigger, there's a whole lot of pressure. Like, you can't say anything at that point without extreme criticism. It actually is just, that's just life for people. They don't seem any happier at all. I mean, not in the least. If I saw people coming in to do a tour of a radio station versus an artist coming in, I couldn't guess, just based on their position, who's happier. It's not even related. It has nothing to do with the circumstances whatsoever. And I think the older you get and the more mature you get, and this is a good thing, by the way, maturity is good, the more you realize that circumstances are not what dictates your happiness. Happiness, in fact, can come and go in life, but real joy, that thing that you notice with somebody that sets them apart, even doesn't even matter what they're going through, they're still joyful. That is something that's not even from us. Tell you what, that's one thing that's so awesome about getting older is you start to realize, and this is a good thing. People are like, oh, I don't want to get older. No, this is good. This is good. Four words. Four words.
As you get older, you can count.
Look at my counting skills. You think that? You think when I was 20, I could just do that fast? Four words for you. This occurs to you all the time as you get older and more mature. This too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff. It's like got you so upset. And that helps you, again, to be joyful. That maturity perspective. And maybe you've already got it at 18. Some people do. They've been through enough, or God has given them enough wisdom that they can go, yeah, this is a setback. Yeah, this too shall pass. And that even allows you, if you're like me and you're prone to depression, to even, believe it or not, even laugh amidst depression. Because you're like, yeah, okay, that's who I am. Yeah, I feel this way, but that doesn't reflect reality. God is still good. He's in control. I can trust him. He's my father. I hope you're having a great Wednesday. How's yours gone?
It's been good. I've been up since 5:30 because I had to get to church at 6:30 this morning. We do all of our rehearsals in the morning. It's super early.
Are you in the band or something, or what do you do?
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, I sing on the worship team.
Oh, sing, huh?
Would you want to do a duet with Brant?
Of course I would.
Oh.
Well, she didn't ask for the accordion, Brant. She just wanted to sing with you.
You know what I'm there for?
Oh, here we go.
A little something called Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Again?
Turn around. Go.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely. That's the rest of coming round.
Turn around.
I don't remember the rest of the words to this part of the song, but Brant's really good at the other
turn
part.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright
really?
Eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight.
I'm doing kind of an Asian thing here.
I'm not sure. I went some other way.
That's all right. You know how it is. There's some people in their perspective. You respect their perspective, but you're like, how can you think that way?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't understand the people, and Sherry feels the same way, I know, that are like, oh, Diet Pepsi and Diet Coke, it's interchangeable. It tastes the same.
Oh, no.
No.
Not to me.
No.
Mm-mm.
And again, I have to respect your perspective, but I ordered this because I wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing.
Right.
Now you gave me the other thing. It's like if you call and make a request to the station, like, hey, I want to hear Need to Breathe.
Okay.
Absolutely. Here's Francesca Botticelli. You're like, yeah, but I want, oh, come on. It's music.
Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other way.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brant and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.